All right, so now we're going to laps 5 and 6 in this much grander pop quiz. Here we go with question number 85. Where do you learn the proper times to bow during Shemoneh Esrei, whether you're a head, you're a melech, a kohen gadol? That's on daf? On the dalet, good. Number 85. Where do we get the milk regarding what the list of the Zion minim in the pasuk teaches us? That's on daf? Mem Aleph, good. Number 87. Where do you learn that one should not walk in front of someone davening? That's on daf? Chav Zion, good. Number 88. Where do we learn that one must take tefillin off at least 4 amos away from a bathroom? That's daf? Chav Gimel, great. 89. Where do we learn what the 18 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei correspond to? Various opinions. That's on daf? Chav Ches, good. Question number 90. Where do we have the Malkokas regarding how much of Kriyashma requires Kavana? That's on daf? Yud Gimel, good. Number 91. Where do you learn that you can't use a tefillin bag for other things? That's on daf? Chav Gimel. Number 92, where do we have the question regarding what's the minimum amount of bread that requires someone to join a zimun? That's on daf. Mem Tes, good. 93, where do we learn the 5 different reasons why Parshat Tzitzis is included in Shema? That's on daf. Yud Beis, good. Number 94, where do we have that you can learn if there's a Reich Rasha Ein Lo Iker? That's on daf. Chaf Hey, good. Number 95, where do we learn Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Pshat in the order of the Parshias of Kriyat Shema? That's on daf. Yidal, good. Number 96, where do we have the Malkos regarding what the latest time to eat the Karban Pesach is? That's on daf. Tes, good. Number 97, where do we learn what the minimum amount of bread eaters are required to join in a 10-man Zimun? That's on daf. Memches, good. Number 98, where do we learn that they stopped the Minhag to have the Aseres HaDibros read before Kriyashma outside the base of Migdash? That was on daf. Yud Beis, good. Number 99. Where do we learn that Rabbi Gamliel accepted comfort for the loss of Tavi, his Eved, because he was Talmud Chacham? That's on daf. Tezayin, good. Number 100. Where do we have the Malkos regarding how one needs to say Kriyashma, whether he has to be in a certain position or not? That's on daf. Yud Olav, good. Number 101, where do we learn that there are certain tefillahs that require a timely response? That's on daf. Ches. Number 102, where do we learn why Moshe Rabbeinu said k'chatzos and not chatzos? That's on daf. Dalet. Good. 103, where do we learn the various brachas on fragrances? That's on daf. Mem Gimel. Good. 104, where do we have the various opinions of what defines an Amma Arts? That's on daf. Mem Zion, great. And finishing up lap number 5 with question 105, which daf do we learn the sources for the various brachas in Birkas HaMazon? That's on daf. Mem Ches, good. Lap number 6, starting with question 106, where do we learn about the peros of Genesar, the fruits of Genesar that were so sweet they needed salt, but when they were eaten with bread, the bread was toughened to the fruits? That's on daf. Mem Dalet, good. 107, where do we learn that the bracha of HaTova HaMeitiv is a Derabanan, various proofs? That's on daf. Mem Vav, good. Number 108. Where do we learn Ein Osim Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos? You don't bundle up mitzvos together. That's on daf. Mem Tes, great. 109. Where do we have the source for making a Zimun? That's on daf. Mem Hey, good. 110. Where do we have the Malkos learning what a Barei Nefashos is set upon? That's on daf. Mem Dalet, good. 111. Where do we learn about the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's on daf. Vav, great. 112, where do we have the 6 different opinions regarding the earliest time for Kriyat Shema at night? That's on daf. Beis, good. 113, where do we learn about Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum? That's on daf. Ches, good. Number 114, where do we learn that in Eretz Yisrael they had an abbreviated Shema, the third parsha was abbreviated at Kriyat Shema at night? That's on daf. Yadalad, good. Number 115, where do we learn that one should never give up hope? That's on daf. Yud, good. 116, where do we learn that Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day for a rega? That's on daf. Zion, good. 117, where do we learn that one should put spaces between the words Liten Revach Ben Advekim in Kriyat Shema? That's on daf. Tezvav, good. 118, where do we learn what one does when one forgot to make a zimun, whether you can join together the other two that he ate with? That's on daf. Nun, good. 119, where do we learn that one should not break bread, that one should not be botzea before people finish saying amen? That's on daf. Mem Zion, good. 120, where do we have makos regarding what a zimun includes, whether it's nevarech or hazan? That's on daf. Mem Vav, good. 121, where do we learn the value of greeting a melech, even a non-Jewish melech? That's on daf. Tess, great. 122, where do we learn the five different ways the neshama is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's on daf. Yud, good. 123, where do we learn that since the Churban, the Beis Migdash, Hashem only resides in the Dalet Amos of Halacha? That's on daf. Ches, good. 124, where do we learn that workers can say Krishma up in a tree? That's on daf. Tezayin, good. 125, where do we learn about Birkas Krishma? 3 in the morning and 4 at night? That's on daf. Yud Aleph. And finishing lap number 6 with question 126, where do you learn Ein Chavish Matir Atzma Beis Yisurim, a person can't free himself from his own prison? That's on daf. Hey, excellent. So we've now completed laps 5 and 6, and the next session we'll finish it up with lap number 7.